God damn it. God fucking damn it. Fucking kindling. I can't even make a fire right. How the hell does this work? Of all the nights that I forget my lighter. This would be a lot easier if you were here. You taught me how to do this once, but I can't remember now. And you would probably think that is pretty funny. I wish I could remember. I probably would have paid better attention if I'd known. If I'd known you would. God damn you. Just god damn you. Hmm? Oh, hey, you're back. Welcome, I guess. No, I wasn't saying anything. Just kind of grumbling to myself, I guess. You didn't miss much. Yeah, we're all set. Tents are set up, and I think I've got the fire going just as soon as I... Oh, there. There it goes. Huh? Looks like I remembered after all. Hmm? Oh, nothing. Just come here and take a seat. It's getting nice and toasty now. Just in time to sit here as the sun goes down. So, did you get the canoe all tied up? Sounds stressful. Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. It only needs to stay there for one night, so. And, sounds like you can leave the other one in the truck, too. Yeah, I just got a text from Shauna. She and Craig aren't coming, and still no word from Leslie and Heather. So, yeah. Looks like it's just gonna be us. Hmm? They really didn't say why they aren't coming. Some excuse, I don't know. But, it's okay. I mean, it's disappointing, but I get it. Lots of memories out here. Good ones, mostly. But, yeah. Good memories can hurt. Well, let's not let it get to us, okay? I mean, we're fun people, right? So let's just do what fun people do. Have fun, immediately. Yeah, easier said than done, I guess, under the circumstances. You know, I was kind of banking on having, you know, everybody here to help relax and get my head on straight, so this is, Oh, no, shit, I didn't mean... I'm sorry. I'm really glad you're here, seriously. It's just, I don't know. With everything that's happened, it's hard not to think about difficult stuff. You know what I mean? Oh, wait, I just remembered. I brought something that might help with that. Voila, booze, lots of booze. Well, don't get too excited. It's vodka. Cherry-flavored vodka. I know, blah, hate this stuff, but, you know, it was his favorite, so it seems fitting. But, yeah. After tonight, I'm looking forward to never, ever drinking this ever again. Well, I mean, you don't have to have a drink. It's not like the two of us can finish this bottle ourselves anyway, but, like, I don't know. Don't you want to just have one shot in his honor? You don't have to. I thought that it would be nice. I thought he'd like that. Yeah? Okay, well, I didn't bring any shot glasses or anything, so we'll just have to take turns and share cooties. Oh, yes. Thank you for your noble sacrifice. You're a trooper. Now then, rock, paper, scissors. Whoever wins gets to pick who goes first. Okay, on shoot. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Damn it. Wait. Hold up. 2 out of 3. Okay? Okay. Yes, I'm serious. I'm just getting warmed up. Hands up, bitch. Let's go. rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ha! Yes, eat shit. I am not getting cocky. I'm getting confident. Big difference. I'm gonna roll. I'm remembering my training. I can feel it now. All the marbles. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. No! No, no! Damn it. Would it have been so terrible to let me win, asshole? Yeah, I don't know how you would let somebody win rock, paper, scissors either. Whatever. So I'm guessing I'm drinking it first, right? Oh. You do. Wow. Such a gentleman. Well, in that case, here you go, hero. Enjoy. Oof, yeah, I know that face. It, doesn't exactly go down smooth, does it? You poor, poor thing. Here. I brought some chaser. Again, temper your expectations. It's Sprite. You know. Just to round out the trashy freshman year nostalgia trip. Oh, come on. Quit moaning here. Take this. And give me the bottle. Okay. Here we... Oh, God, no. That smell brings back memories. Sweaty, nauseous, awful memories. Chill out. I'm doing it. Just give me a second. Jesus. Okay, bottoms up. Cheers. To you, Ben. I miss you. Oh, fuck that. That is just how I remember it. Oh, God. My throat is so angry. Sprite, please hurry. Oh. The worst. The absolute worst. I will fight whatever smug Russian fuck came up with flavored vodka. You know, I'm pretty sure Ben didn't even like vodka. I mean, not really. I think he just told us he did because he liked watching us drink it. Fucking asshole. But in his defense, I saw that face you made a second ago, and yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. There was always a joke with him, you know. Always a reason to smile. Even when you wanted to punch him in the face. And I always wanted to punch him in the face. Anyway, I was also kind of hoping that somebody else would bring stuff to do. I mean, I brought the tents, you brought the canoes. We held up our end of the deal. Those fucking jerks. Well, we'll make do. Man. I just wish I had thought to bring some music or something. What? Oh, yeah, I did bring the guitar, but... Well, yeah, I play, but I don't... It's not... It's Ben's guitar. It's his, and it wasn't... It was special to him. And I don't think I can do that. Let's play a game, okay? Pass the time. That'll be fun. I don't know which game. Like I said, I didn't bring any. Ooh, okay, a drinking game. Never have I ever. Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Even more high school bullshit. No, I am not taking any more shots of that garbage. Just little nips. If I say a thing and you've done the thing, you take a nip, okay? Yes, okay, I'll go first. Never have I ever been slapped in the face. Oh, you haven't either? Lame. Well, the night is still young. Oh, calm down. It's your turn. Have I ever been skinny dipping? Men, I swear to God. No, I definitely have not. That sounds so cold and embarrassing. Yeah, no, thank you. Oh my God, you're annoying. You know what? Just for that, never have I ever tied up a canoe. Yeah, I gotcha. Here you go. Take a nip, a big nip. Tastes so good. Yeah, that's the face. Here. Let me take that bottle back before you drop it. Now then. Hit me. Make it a good one. Have I ever broken someone's heart? That's a heavy one. I mean, I don't really know for sure if I. Ooh. Is it really that surprising? Wow, I'm flattered. Whose heart? It's kind of a long story, I guess. Well, yeah, I guess we do have time. Hold on, I need a drink. Okay. So you remember freshman year? When we all spent the whole summer together before we moved into the dorms. That was an important time for all of us, I think. I mean, we had all known each other for a while, but that was when we really came together, you know? We got to know each other, went on trips, Shauna and Craig finally hooked up, and I think that's when we discovered the magic of alcohol. That part might have happened right here, actually, right on this lake. My memory's a bit fuzzy for obvious reasons. Anyways, that summer, that's when I noticed how close you and Ben were. I mean, I knew you two were best friends and everything, but I guess it hadn't occurred to me just how much you meant to each other. Like, you were always ribbing on each other, messing around, pushing each other into questionable decisions. You know, typical guy stuff, I guess, but I don't know. Before that, I don't think I have ever heard two men say I love you without turning it into some dumb macho joke. And you did love each other a lot. And you never tried to hide it, and I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought you guys were cool. I think I was missing that kind of love in my life. Heather and Leslie are great. Shauna and Craig are great. But things can be kind of surfacey with them, I guess. They like to change the subject when things get too real, and I was used to that. I mean, that's what my family is like too, so I didn't notice it for a while, but you two, you just radiated this warmth, you know? You loved each other so much, and that seeped out into everything around you. And I wanted that. So I wanted to get to know you two. I mean, I knew you, but like before our whole big group started hanging out, I was just Heather's friend, and you two were Craig's friends. You know what I mean? Like, we were always on opposite sides of the group, I guess. I saw you two all the time, but it was never just us, just you and me, or me and Ben. And that was fine, all of us being friends together, but I wanted to be your friend. I wanted to be Ben's friend. So, when we went to college, when you and Ben moved into the dorms together, that was my chance, right? My chance to finally get to know you guys, and I did. Those first few months, we had a lot of fun, didn't we? partying, staying out late, getting into trouble, running from the cops that one time. You know, I don't think I ever thanked you for saving the day on that one. Who knew you were so good at urban camouflage? Oh, come on. I'm just trying to make you sound good. Urban camouflage sounds way cooler than pulling your friends into a dumpster. Anyway, I really did get to know you two, and it was great at first. Pretty soon, you started dating, what's her name? Blonde girl, pre-med. Right, yeah. So suddenly, you weren't around as much, and then you weren't around at all. And that's normal. You know, you were exploring new things, discovering new sides of yourself, getting serious about other studies. But Ben wasn't. I don't think he knew what to do without you around. You know? You two were like brothers, and I'm not sure he really knew what he was without you. And I mean, we all had to deal with those feelings at some point, but Ben didn't handle it very well. So while you were making new friends, studying hard, getting a job, Ben was drinking and drinking and drinking, and suddenly that impulsiveness we all loved him for, it wasn't cute anymore. And then there was one night where he showed up at my door. He had done that before, so I was just expecting to sober him up, let him sleep on my couch, all that, but he wasn't drunk. He was, I don't know. The look in his eyes, I had never seen him like that before. It scared me. He stumbled in and he sat down and he told me about his night. You two had been, I don't know what to call it, fighting, I guess. He was jealous of how much time you were spending with your girlfriend and he confronted you about it and it sounded like you didn't handle it very well. He told me some of the things you said to each other and God, they were so vicious. I couldn't believe you two would talk to each other like that. He broke down right there on my couch. He was just so scared of losing you. We were all kind of hanging with different crowds at that point. The rest of us had stopped partying so much. We were all in different programs. He didn't know what to do. He was afraid that if he lost you, he wouldn't have anybody left. He was just so lonely, you know? And it broke my heart. It broke my fucking heart. And I didn't know what to do. I couldn't see him like that. I couldn't let him hurt that much. I sat down next to him. I rubbed his back. I told him everything would be okay. And I kissed him, and he kissed me back. Stupid fucking mistake. Stupid, heartless, oblivious. I shouldn't have done that. I really, really shouldn't have done that. Worst thing I could have done. I didn't feel anything for him. Not at all. He was my best friend. Him and you, that's all. I just wanted him to be okay, you know? I wanted him to know that he wasn't alone. That I was there and I wanted to help him. That I loved him in the only way I could. That the love you two had for each other wasn't the only thing in his life. I wanted to help. I just wanted to help. So we kissed, and he told me he loved me, and not like in the way you two loved each other. He really, really loved me. He had for a while. All that time I had spent getting close to you two, he had started feeling things for me, and I had no idea. And he told me, he told me that part of the reason you two had grown apart was that he was more interested in spending time with me. He said all these things, and I felt nothing at all. Just shame. Shame and regret. And I had just kissed him. Not out of affection, just out of pity? Because I felt sorry for him? But what kind of cruel, heartless, selfish, pathetic excuse for a friend? In that moment, as he held my hand and leaned in for another kiss, I froze. I realized what I had done, and I was horrified at myself. How could I have done that to him? How could I have led him on like that? What was I thinking? He looked so happy, you know? Like I had suddenly fixed everything. Like he had been waiting for this forever. And I had let him down right then and there, and I thought I was preventing something terrible from happening, but yeah, it was too late. I know that now. I pulled away from the second kiss, and I wanted to explain myself, you know? I wanted to tell him that I was sorry, but I couldn't return his feelings. And that I still really cared about him, but that I would do anything else, anything in the whole world, to help him. And I was so sorry for getting his hopes up, and that I didn't know how he felt, and I don't know, just anything to pull him back from that mistake. But I couldn't. I was just so ashamed. I couldn't find the words, and I was so scared. And I knew I had ruined everything. And I wanted out. I wanted out of that situation as fast as I could. And so I just pushed him away and asked him to leave. I couldn't even look into his eyes. I just asked him to leave, just like that. And he just stared at me for a minute, just stared, like he wanted to say something, but he was just empty. And then he got up and left without a word. And that was the last I saw of him for a really long time. That might be the worst thing I've ever done, you know? I kept telling myself that my intentions were good, but I still can't believe myself. There are so many things I could have done. So many ways I could have helped him and supported him, but I didn't. I froze up. And instead of helping you two make up, I wedged myself between you two. I was so desperate to be close to you guys, and I ended up wrecking it. For Ben, for you, for all of us. And I'm glad that you two made up eventually. That made me happy. Things were never quite the same between Ben and me, and we never really talked about that night, but I'm glad you two still had each other, and I'm glad he had everybody else too. A year or so later, he was back in everybody's lives. The same fun, funny goofball he always was. Always laughing, always pushing everybody to try new things, always playing, always drinking. Drinking and driving. And that led us to now, I guess. You and me. Drinking around a fire, mourning and remembering and regretting. So there, yep. I've broken someone's heart before. I think you win the game. Did you know about any of that stuff? Did he ever tell you about it? He did. And what did you think about it? What do you think about it? What? No. I'm not blaming myself. I'm not blaming myself for anything. I deeply regret what happened between us. I really do. But I know I didn't have anything to do with what happened to him. With what he did to himself. I'm not the one who left everyone who cared about him all alone. Left them with nothing but a beat-up guitar that he always said he wanted chucked into the lake if he ever died. Who made his friends go on one last camping trip that ruins all the other camping trips. So they could row out to the middle of the fucking freezing lake to bury the only thing they have left of him? No. I would never be that cruel, that fucking... Shit, I didn't mean that. I didn't. I did mean it. In some way. I don't know, I'm confused right now. Thanks, Mr. Smirnoff. I don't know how to feel. I'm all fucked up. I'm sad. Obviously, but... I'm just so angry at him. And I don't want to be angry at him. I want to miss him. And love him and remember all my favorite things about him. I want to remember all the amazing things he taught me. But I can't. I can't remember those things right now. It's all covered up with this. This anger and this disappointment and I don't know. It's fine. I'll deal with it. Sorry for, you know, dumping everything on you. I'll get it together. What? No. I don't need a hug. I don't want... I... I'm so mad at him. And I really, really hate myself for that. I hate that I can't just accept what happened and forgive him and move on to remembering the good times, but I can't. He's gone, and he didn't have to be gone. He did a stupid, stupid thing, and he's gone now. And he left this. This big, big hole and anger is the only thing I have to fill it with, and that's fucked up. So fucked up. It's not fair. It's not fucking fair. It's like I'm doing this wrong. Like there's a right way to feel, but I just can't. But why not? Why can't I just be sad? We're here, I don't know, to celebrate him and remember him. But I can't. Not the way I want to. All my memories are fucking poisoned, and all I can feel is anger and guilt. I feel so fucking guilty. I can't. He left us. He left us all alone. Nothing will ever be the same, and I don't know what to do. I'm so lonely now. I talked to Shauna or Heather, and I'm still lonely. I'm surrounded by people all the time, and I'm still so fucking lonely. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Oh my God. Oh no, fuck. I shouldn't have done that. That's a really bad idea. I don't know what I was. Oh shit. I'm doing it again. After all these years, I'm doing it all over again. I'm so sorry. That was really, really, really wrong of me. I can't, we can't do that. I've been drinking and I get emotional and I lost control. I got overwhelmed and I just felt really lonely. And so God damn it. I mean, Jesus, you're my friend. You're one of my only friends I have left. But for a minute, I just felt like, no, never mind. It doesn't matter why I did it. I shouldn't have done that to you. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I should go to bed, yeah? That would be best. I put all your stuff in your tent, so yeah, let's talk about that in the morning, okay? Just not now. What, the fire? No, don't bother. Just leave it. Looks like it's about to rain anyway.